Everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about a quarter of a century since the United Kingdom lifted the ban on homosexual men and women serving in the armed forces. Of course, because gay people are 5% of the population, maybe more, there must always have been gay people in the Britannic armed forces, probably in all militaries around the world, but obviously they couldn't serve openly. So some of the one medals from gallantry have been killed or whatever, but if they were discovered to be actively homosexual, that was it. They were out. No second chances, no matter how petty. If they won medals for gallantry, they were gone. And indeed, so homosexual conduct was an offence against their code of conduct. And in 1995, the last soldier was found engaging in homosexual conduct and was actually sent to the military prison for that. He's since had some sort of an apology. But that was the policy of many armed forces. I remember finding it surprising in the early 90s as a child that in the Dutch armed forces, homosexual men and women could serve openly. And there was on some newspaper photograph, a Dutch army officer writes a letter to his boyfriend and two lesbians in the Navy. These women are holding hands and it says in the caption they are lesbian and things like that. But it's hard a generation later to see that just how surprising this was, indeed shocking for many people. And I remember there was a spirited debate about it in the United Kingdom, reading letters in newspapers, and a retired army officer saying no, because it'd be bad for unit cohesion, or people will feel uncomfortable sharing a tent, saying this gay man might try and make a move on me, or what was the other one saying that okay, they're heavily bleeding, people much more worried about HIV/AIDS in those days, and I have to try and staunch the bleeding of my comrade. Am I going to get it if I accidentally get cut? Apparently, that's actually extremely unlikely because people are bleeding out. That you don't, even if you then cut yourself, you don't absorb the whatever you call them, anti-infectious particles, whatever it's called, through your own wound, and so on. So, so there was a ruling by the European Court of Human Rights saying that this was a breach of people's human rights, and there's a right to privacy, which include your sexual behavior. So therefore, Tony Blair was prime minister. Her Majesty's government said that gays could wear the Queen's uniform. So they would not discriminate against homosexual people. So, and that was contentious at the time. There was a lot of frank homophobia at the time. And I was a schoolboy in the cadets. And I remember it being said in military bases then. I only went to two. So there we go. And obviously, there are gay people serving in His Majesty's Armed Forces, with distinction, I suppose, in many cases, and people can't really remember what all the fuss is about. I remember as a schoolboy, being seen as homosexual was definitely regarded as a bad thing. This is the 90s, you know, risible at best. People say it was unhygienic, unhealthy, immoral, evil, revolting, all the rest of it. Unnatural, they used to say. I mean, loads of things are unnatural. Doesn't make it bad, like, you know, light bulbs are unnatural or something. Nature's not always good. Sometimes our nature is wrong and cruel. We've got to control ourselves and not act as we wish. So homosexuality natural in some people is honourable, and homosexual people can genuinely love each other just as heterosexuals can, and so forth. And I realise can be good parents. And I suppose, a child is better off with a homosexual couple than he or she is in an orphanage. Goodness. And so now in many, many countries, gay people can serve openly, as usual, the Scandinavians, the Dutch and so on, who led the way. But obviously, there's a lot of outspoken homophobia in Russia and Romania, in almost every Muslim country, so forth. So, you know, the British Armed Forces are really under strength. And if it wasn't for the gay component, would he be even more under strength? So obviously, gay people are going to have talents as much as straight people. So straight people can contribute to all areas of society. And that would include military affairs. I've always been a civilian myself. So I suppose this is something to celebrate. Do we make too much of a song and dance about it? The United Kingdom being one of the most gay-friendly countries in the world with these rainbow flags. I mean, the rainbow flags, they're not bad. I'm not remotely offended by them. I wonder if it's overdone. And people say, well, what about a straight flag? Oh, you don't need it. We don't need one. I suppose the gays don't need one either in the UK. But if they want to fly one, I'm not telling them not to. You know, going to gay pride, the first gay pride march in London, 1972, that took balls. But nowadays, it's just jumping on the bandwagon and going along for the party. It'd be more courageous to be against it. And I'm not against it, by the way. Goodness. So now there is this just really conformity. Following the crowd. The crowd's not always wrong. So there we are. And though there was much kerfuffle about it, I'm not aware of anybody saying it should be reversed. So notwithstanding the ado this engendered all those years ago, people just shrugged their shoulders. And I found it fascinating in 2014 to hear some teenagers saying with great disapprobation in their tone that somebody was homophobic. And I thought, wow, what a difference 20 years make. 20 years earlier, being homosexual would be the thing to be seen as disgraceful. There'll be such disparagement over such a person. Such a person want to often avoid even the very suspicion of it in all but the most liberal circles. And now it's as uncontentious as can be. This is in advance. Okay, so I'm sure there are many gay people who will be far better in the armed forces than I would be. So value their contribution. So the anniversary passed in January, but there was very little comment about it. Maybe that's a healthy thing. And by the way, I don't own the heterosexual pride flag. I've never displayed one. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. I don't think it's a bad what thing to do. But there we go. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.